New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season two. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.Life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.
This podcast contains material including references to violence, sexual assault, death, and suicide that may be distressing for some listeners. In this update episode, we reveal what police did when a member of the public came forward about Reg Wildboar's connection to the death of Jennifer Baird. In early 1970, a massive manhunt was sweeping New Zealand. The body of Jennifer Baird had been found badly decomposed under the Haast River Bridge. Decades on from Jennifer's unsolved murder, we uncover new evidence in this 50-year-old cold case.
I'm just wondering if we had have been there 5 minutes earlier, whether things would have been different.
The truth is here in Ota Matara and never been said.
I'm journalist Melissa Nightingale, and this is The 50-Year Secret. Episode 11, A Missed Opportunity. In the last episode of this podcast, I told you we were still waiting on a response from police about the information we've gathered. Throughout this podcast series, you will have heard me talk about Ote Matata man Reginald Wildboar and how his friend Ian Molloy recently came forward saying Reg had confessed to the infamous cold case murder of Jennifer, a Welsh tourist hitchhiking down the west coast. At the end of last year, I contacted police to provide them with a copy of Ian Molloy's affidavit and to ask them for comment on this case. I also asked them if they could explain how Reg Wildboar was eliminated from suspicion. The police media team filed my request under the Official Information Act and would not provide comment until that process was completed. I can now reveal new information that police were told about rumours of Reg's involvement in the murder a year before he died, but failed to investigate. In the files given to me under the Official Information Act is a police report form dated 21 February 2002. In it, Detective Constable Kevin Kirkman details a conversation officers had with an unnamed informant. Some of the information has been withheld. The statement is read by an actor.
The attached file relates to the information received from about the Jennifer Baird homicide, which occurred on the West Coast approximately 30 years ago. Was working in Ota Matata not long before the murder. He had moved to Christchurch by the time of the murder. About 3 years ago, he shifted back to Oamaru and has bumped into people he knew from his time in Ota Matata. Around 25:10:01, he was told by one of these people of a rumour that Reginald Wildboar had committed the murder. Was told that this was a rumour that was active in Ota Matata at the time of the murder and that Wildboar's wife at the time has stated that he had committed it. Unfortunately, does not remember who has told him this information. Since coming back to Oamaru, he has become reacquainted with numerous people he knew from his time in Ota Matata, but cannot remember which one it was that he spoke to in relation to this matter. It seems likely that if this information was common knowledge as was told, it has probably already been looked into as part of the homicide investigation. With that in mind, I've attempted to determine who holds the file, or at least would have a working knowledge of the investigation. I've spoken to Detective Sergeant Bob Scott of Christchurch Central, who has dealt with some other information that has come in over the years. He suggested I forward this file to him so he can determine where it should go. I would suggest that if this information has not already been investigated, or if it cannot be determined whether it has been investigated, then needs to be spoken to. File for noting and forwarding to Detective Sergeant Scott of Central Christchurch for your information and direction.
You'll remember from an earlier episode that Reg's own daughter, Pam Routhen, said she'd known for years about the rumours and that Reg's second wife, Glenys Henderson, used to say he'd confessed the murder to her. I've requested any documents relating to Glenys, but police have nothing on file to suggest she reported this information, though Pam says she did. My documents show Detective Constable Kirkman's report was forwarded on to the officer in charge of Jennifer Beard's file, Detective Mark Lodge. In another report form dated 12 March 2002, Detective Lodge says he has checked the Beard file for references to Wild Boar. He says Reg was in fact interviewed on 8 February 1970, just over a month after the murder, and was not considered a suspect after that. He thanks Kirkman for his effort and tells him he may want to pass that information on to his informant. And with that, the matter was dropped. A police media spokesperson confirmed to me that Reg was interviewed along with numerous other people, and no further inquiries were ever carried out about him. You heard parts of that interview with Reg in episode 5, where he described seeing a young woman who could have been Jennifer outside the post shop in Fox Glacier. He told police he overheard her saying she had managed to get a ride with a man Reg knew. Southern District Crime Manager Shona Lowe told me there was nothing in Reg's interview to indicate to police he was a suspect. She couldn't comment on why nobody followed up on our unnamed informant's report, as it was too long ago. She also said there was nothing police could do with the evidence of Reg's confession now that he was dead. What's frustrating about this is that police had the chance to talk to him a full year before he died, but the matter was inexplicably dropped. He took his own life in 2003, the day he was due to be arrested for alleged sexual offending against a child. This means we'll never know if the confession he gave to his friend Ian Malloy is real, as there's no way to question him about it. Had police looked into this information that Reg's own wife had apparently told people he committed the murder, they could have asked him directly. From what we've heard from friends of Reg's, he had tried to go to police, said he wanted to speak to lead detective Emmett Mitten, and had confessed to at least one person. I believe police missed an opportunity to potentially get answers to the case while Reg was still alive. I contacted Mark Lodge for comment, but he said while the name Reg Wildboar rung a bell, he couldn't remember any details and didn't want to comment. And so we've hit a dead end, which was always likely in a case this old. But that doesn't mean this story isn't important. Trying to find the truth will always be worthwhile, even if we can never officially know the answers. If you or somebody you know has any more information on Reg Wildboar or the Jennifer Beard case, you can get in touch with me through the New Zealand Herald website. This is a New Zealand Herald podcast, produced and hosted by me, Melissa Nightingale. To read more about this case, visit nzherald.co.nz/50-year-secret. Thanks to NZME's Sound and Vision Studio, audio editing by James Irwin. Field recording and visuals by Michael Craig. Executive producer Francis Cook and editor Elizabeth Binning.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.